Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us! You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenant Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too.
She loves me, we love brother, yes sorry. He loves us and so you see, we are a happy family.
If you remember last week, we read about Joseph Smith and his family. Joseph Smith was born on December 23, 1805. His family lived in the state of Vermont in the United States of America. Joseph Smith's father was also named Joseph. His mother's name was Lucy. Joseph had 5 brothers and 3 sisters. Joseph's mother and father were good people. They loved their children and worked hard to take care of them. When Joseph was a little boy, he had a very bad sore on his leg. Doctors tried to make his leg better, but they couldn't. Hiram Smith was one of Joseph's older brothers. He loved Joseph and was sad that Joseph's leg hurt so much. He sat by Joseph's bed and tried to help him feel better. The doctors wanted to cut off Joseph's leg, but his mother would not let them, so the doctors decided to cut out part of the bone. Joseph knew his leg would hurt when the doctors cut it, but he had faith that Heavenly Father would help him. The doctors asked Joseph to drink some wine so the pain would not be so bad. Joseph would not drink the wine. Joseph asked his mother to go outside because he didn't want her to see the doctors cut into his leg. Joseph asked his father to hold him while the doctors cut into his leg. They cut out the bad parts of the bone. This hurt very much, but Joseph was brave. After many days, his leg was better. When Joseph was older, his family moved to the state of New York. They lived in a log house on a farm near Palmyra. Joseph's family was poor. They worked hard to pay for the farm. The boys helped their father plant crops and take care of the animals. The girls worked with their mother. Joseph was a good boy. He was happy and liked to laugh and have fun. Children at home, please read along with us the story of Joseph Smith's first vision, 1820, in Chapter 2 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories.
Joseph Smith and his family believed in God. They read the Bible together. Joseph's parents taught their children to be good.
There were many churches where Joseph lived. All the people disagreed on which church was right.
Joseph didn't know which church to join.
He wanted to know which was the true church of Jesus Christ.
One day, when Joseph was 14 years old, he read in the Bible that we should ask God when we want to know something.
Joseph decided to pray and ask God which church to join.
Who taught Joseph and his siblings to believe in God and be good? Ace?
His mom and dad.
That's right. What have your parents taught you about God? Cash.
They taught me that Heavenly Father made the gospel and it's the right thing to do.
Great. What have your parents taught you about God?
To pray.
To pray. Okay, so Carly says to pray. Eli, what have your parents taught you about God?
He was our maker and that he cares for us.
Great. Ace.
He lives and loves us.
He lives and loves us. Great answers. Karina.
That he is a father.
He is our father. Why was Joseph confused about which church he should join? Emmeline.
They all taught different things and he didn't know which was true.
That's right. Carly, can you answer that same question?
There were a lot, and they all said they were true.
That's right. They all said that they were the true church. When have you ever had a difficult decision to make or had a hard time making a choice? Does anybody have an example of that? Karina?
When someone hurts you, it's really hard to forgive them for doing it.
Great example. Anybody else? Eli?
Every time only one of my parents can go with me somewhere.
Okay, all right. So that's a difficult decision to make, had a hard time making a choice. Okay. Anybody else? How did the scriptures help Joseph decide what to do? Emmeline.
He read the scriptures and asked Heavenly Father which church to join by praying.
Great. How have the scriptures helped you make decisions? Karina.
They say that we shouldn't chew tobacco or drink alcohol.
Okay, and how has that helped you make good decisions?
It makes it so that we know that we shouldn't do those things.
Great, good answer. Cash, how have the scriptures helped you make decisions?
When my family has family home in the evening, we always have scriptures that apply with the little lesson that we learn about, and they always apply to the life that we're living.
Great. Good answer. Let's continue reading and see how Joseph's prayer was answered.
On a beautiful spring day, Joseph went to the woods near his home.
He knelt down and prayed out loud. He had faith that Heavenly Father would answer his prayer.
Satan did not want Joseph to pray. He tried to stop Joseph and made it dark all around him.
Joseph was afraid and could not talk.
But Joseph did not stop praying. Satan could not make him stop.
Then Joseph had a vision. He saw a beautiful bright light all around him.
He saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ standing above him in the air.
Heavenly Father pointed to Jesus and said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him."
Joseph asked Jesus which church he should join.
Jesus told Joseph not to join any of the churches because they were all wrong.
None of them was his church.
He told Joseph many other things, then the vision ended.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. Where did Joseph Smith go to pray? Emmeline.
The Sacred Grove.
The Sacred Grove. Where did Joseph Smith go to pray, Eli?
Into a forest near his home.
Where did Joseph Smith go to pray, Ace?
A grove of trees near his home.
Why do you think he wanted a place where he could be alone? Karina.
So no one will bother him?
Great. Why do you think he wanted a place where he could be alone, Carly?
He wanted to pray.
Great. We now call the place where Joseph Smith went to pray the Sacred Grove. How did Joseph pray? Cash.
Diligently and fervently.
Diligently and fervently. Do you know what those mean? Can you explain what those mean?
He prayed with intent and he really meant what he was saying.
Great. What happened when Joseph began to pray? Karina?
There was darkness all around him.
That's right. What happened when Joseph began to pray, Ace?
Darkness came and he couldn't speak.
And where did the darkness come from? Emmeline?
Satan trying to stop him.
That's right. How was Joseph delivered from the darkness that surrounded him? Cash?
He prayed to Heavenly Father for help and he delivered him out of the darkness.
Great. What did Joseph learn about Satan and his power from this experience? Carly?
Heavenly Father's power is stronger than Satan's.
Great. Ace?
Satan doesn't have to control you and what you do.
Great. And Karina?
Satan's power can be really, really weak compared to Heavenly Father's.
That is right. And what did he learn about Heavenly Father's power then? Cash?
That it can overcome any power that opposes it.
Very, very true. An important lesson to learn. Why is it important for us to remember that Heavenly Father's power is greater than Satan's power? Eli?
Then we know that God will protect us and we're safe.
Great. Emmeline?
We can overcome our sins.
Great. Anybody else? Cash?
That we don't ever have to give in to Satan's power, that we know that Heavenly Father can always help us.
Why do you think Satan wanted to stop Joseph from praying? Carly?
He didn't want him to know the true church.
I would think so. I would agree with you there. Eli, why do you think Satan wanted to stop Joseph from praying?
Because then there would be no church today.
Definitely. Ace?
To stop the church from being restored.
To stop the church from being restored. Wonderful. How does Satan try to stop us from praying or doing what is right? Emmeline?
He tries to make you feel worse and worse as you keep trying.
And Cash?
He tempts us.
He tempts us. What does he tempt us with sometimes?
He tempts us with bad things or other things that would try to stop what we're doing.
That's right. He tries to tempt us with things that might sound more appealing than praying at that time so that we get too busy to pray, right? What can we do when Satan tempts us? Emmeline.
Pray about it.
Pray about it. Eli.
Think of God.
Think of God. Great answer. Ace?
Think, what would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do? Great. And Carly?
Pray for strength.
Pray for strength. Karina?
We can keep on trying to pray.
Keep on trying to pray? Great. Good answers. Who appeared to Joseph? Cash?
Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ.
And what did Heavenly Father say to Joseph? Eli?
This is my beloved son. Hear him.
Great. What question did Joseph ask Jesus? Ace.
What church should he join?
Great. What question did Joseph ask Jesus? Karina?
Which church was chill?
And what did Jesus tell Joseph about which church he should join? Carly?
They were all wrong.
They were all wrong. What did he tell him, Cash?
He should join none of them.
He should join none of them. Why did Jesus tell Joseph not to join any of the churches? Emmeline?
None of them were Jesus's true church.
That's right. Why did Jesus tell Joseph not to join any of the churches? Karina?
They all didn't teach the true stuff that were actually in the scriptures.
Okay, great. What did Joseph learn about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ from this vision? Cash?
That they are real beings with bodies and that they help you and they're real.
Great. Karina?
That when you want to know something, they can answer your prayers.
Great. That's a wonderful thing to learn from that. They are listening and they answer our prayers. Great. Carly?
That Jesus Christ is Heavenly Father's son.
Great. One of the important things Joseph learned about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ from this vision is that they are two separate individual beings. Joseph later wrote this down as the first article of faith, which says, "We believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost." let's practice saying the first article of faith together before finishing our story. Repeat after me. We believe in God, the Eternal Father.
We believe in God, the Eternal Father.
And in His Son, Jesus Christ.
And in His Son, Jesus Christ.
And in the Holy Ghost.
And in the Holy Ghost.
Excellent. Now let's get back to our story.
When Joseph went home, his mother asked if he was all right. Joseph said he was.
Then he told his mother he had seen a vision. He told her what he had learned in his vision.
Joseph also told some people in the town about his vision. The people did not believe him.
They said he was telling a lie, and they became angry and were mean to him.
Joseph always told the truth about his vision. He knew he had seen Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ.
He knew that none of the churches on earth was true.
Who was the first person Joseph told about his vision? Eli.
His mother.
That's right. Who else did he tell about his vision? Emmeline?
The townspeople.
Right. How did many people react to Joseph's vision? Eli.
They called him a liar and made fun of him.
That's right. How did many people react to Joseph's vision, Karina?
They said that could never happen and that it wasn't true.
That's right. How can you know if Joseph told the truth about having his vision? Carly.
Ask God.
Ask God. Great. Ace.
Pray about it. The Holy Ghost will tell you.
Great. Why is it important that we each know for ourselves or have a personal testimony of Joseph Smith's first vision? Emmeline.
So we can have our own testimonies.
Why is that important to have our own testimonies?
So we won't be like copying anybody. It will be our own true and Heavenly Father will believe us.
Great. Eli.
We can have something to rely on when we run into problems.
Great answer. Cash.
Because if you have a testimony of the first vision is one of the big building blocks of the church gospel.
That's right. Why is that a big building block?
If it hadn't have been for the first vision, the gospel wouldn't be here. And so a testimony is really important.
Great. Karina.
So that everyone else will know that it is true and that it really happened.
Great. And Ace?
To know the gospel's true.
Excellent. Joseph Smith was true to his testimony and lived the gospel in spite of the persecution he received from other people. The first vision is the foundation of a testimony of the true Church of Jesus Christ. Once we believe that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ actually appeared and talked to Joseph Smith, then we can be sure that everything else the prophet taught us is also the truth.
The Father and the Son appeared. They spoke to him as with one voice. Their message answered all his fears. Their message answered all his fears. And
children, I know that Joseph Smith was a true prophet of God. I know that he saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, and I know that through him they restored the true Church of Jesus Christ again on the earth. Thank you for being with us today. Children here in the studio audience and our home audience, remember to share your experiences you have had and the stories we have read today with your parents or brothers and sisters and/or your friends. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 3, The Angel Moroni and the Gold Plates, 1823 to 1827. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Many people heard about Joseph receiving the gold plates. They tried to steal the plates from him, but he hid them where they could not be found.
See you next week!